two Belfast City councillors have called for a £1 million bus lane to be scrapped, saying that they have grave concerns about the traffic congestion that it is causing. So you'll remember this, earlier this year it was revealed that bus lane cameras in Belfast had collected more than £2.5 million since June of 2015. But the camera which made the most money is the one monitoring the bus lane on Donegal Square East, with a whopping £1 million from fairly frustrated car owners. Now the UUP councillors Jim Rogers and Jeff Dudgeon have put forward a motion calling for the bus lane to be scrapped. What do you reckon? Do you believe that these bus lanes add to your traffic congestion, perhaps in the drive time, morning, evening, on your way to and from work? 030 30 80 55 55. The UUP colleague Chris McGimpsey joins me now. Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks, Danny.
Good, glad to hear it. Also with us, environmental journalist Jeff Gazzard. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Vinny, how are you?
Not bad. Chris, what do you reckon? What's the thinking behind this and this particular bus lane?
Well, the Ulster Unionist group in the City Council have, you know, we've been looking at this area and we decided to put forward that motion. The thing about bus lanes, they're like a Kirk's egg, they're good in parts. Nobody is opposed to bus lanes, and we have a transport strategy in Belfast. We want to see less people in cars. But these situations, I mean, the strategy has to be tweaked a little bit, and there are certain areas where I think that it's less successful than it should be, and in fact it's causing damage. That particular lane is the famous one. I mean, presumably the government wants to keep that, or the department wants to keep that as it is, because they're making £1 million a year out of it.
Well, they would say it's there for a reason, it's there for a purpose, and if people could read signs, it wouldn't be a problem.
They would indeed, and they'd be right in that, and it is there for a purpose. But unfortunately, the purpose that it's serving, there is more hindrance than help in certain areas. You see, if you bus lanes and you crush all the traffic into, for example, in front of the City Hall, there's five lanes, one of them for cars. But I mean, if you crush everything in to such an extent that you get end up with traffic jams, I mean, you're actually doing more harm than good. The idea is to try and take people out of cars, make it easier to use buses. We're all in favour of that, but also we have got to ensure.
You say we're all in favour of that, Chris. Are we really all in favour of that? You mentioned earlier that nobody is opposed to bus lanes. Are you talking about the people of Northern Ireland, the people that drive through the likes of Belfast, or are you talking about the councillors that sit on Belfast City Council?
No, what I'm saying is that I don't think anybody isn't opposed to bus lanes per se.
Are you serious?
I think that the basic concept of, in certain areas, having bus lanes, which helps to speed up public transport, is something that most people...
Yes, but that will only benefit people. Well, you can ring in this morning, 030 30 80 55 55. That will benefit you if you're on a bus. But if you're someone that says, well, look, I live in a rural area, I don't even have the option of using a bus, or I just don't want to, I pay my car tax, my emissions tax, whatever you want to call it, I pay my car bills, I put petrol in it, and if I want to use it, then why am I being treated as a second class citizen when it comes to driving around my city?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's actually part of the point we're making. There are some people, because of their work or the location of where they live, have to take cars. And it doesn't matter if you had a million bus lanes, it wouldn't reduce the necessity for the car. And what we're saying is the concept of bus lanes in certain areas are valuable, and I think they generally should be supported. But there are the whole system needs tweaked, and there are certain areas where the bus lanes we think are doing more harm than good.
Okay.
And in those instances, I mean, we have to look at seriously removing them. And one of them is, of course, the Donegal Square East. Can I just quickly say, if you were trying to get to the Albert Bridge Road from Donegal Square, you go to Donegal Square East, Donegal Square South, you go up past Lennon Hall Street, turn left at Bedford Street, take the second left again and go down, and then you come into a gigantic traffic jam on Hamilton Street at Cromick Square before you can get onto the Albert Bridge. I mean, there are certain aspects of the bus lanes and the way the traffic circulation has been altered that defy logic.
So you mentioned that this was one of a few tweaks you would like to make. So just briefly, what else would your party want to change?
Well, I mean, we haven't got a list of roads. That's an obvious.
Why not?
One. Give us time. We're looking at this now. We've put this motion through, and we would be hoping that there will be a thorough consultation, at which time we will be involved. But there are certain areas where you can see where bus lanes are not as effective as it should be. For example, coming in the morning, there's some of the roads where the bus lanes are extended too far. If you coming in from the eastern side of, for example, the Knock Bypass, you come down Peter Road, like, for example, the Ballygowan Road, there's a bus lane that starts at the, a good bit above that, probably should start after the dual carriageway, because it puts a traffic jam there, 20-minute traffic jam to get down on the Castlereagh Road. And I don't, and you know, rarely, if ever, have I seen a bus on that section of the bus lane. So, I mean, there are a number of small tweakings that need to happen.
I want to bring in Jeff Gazzard at this point. Jeff, since these bus lanes have been brought in, and maybe understandably, because when you change what people have been used to for a long time, it's going to take a level of adjustment and time for people to get used to them. But these bus lanes have led to a lot of confusion for drivers around Belfast.
Well, you can either deal with it on an evidential basis or anecdote. I think the council has just somewhat given the game away, because what he's described is his car use in and to him, in and around and to and from Belfast city centre. It's his journey to work and his car use around the city hall that we're talking about here. I'm not trying to be rude here, but you can't base a criticism of a city centre transport system by describing anecdotal evidence of your journey to work and your car use, particularly if you're a councillor, when you do have, as, let's be fair, the councillor has said, a slightly wider responsibility. So, with the greatest respect, if you were to show a 24-hour compressed time-lapse of people turning left at that Donegal Street sign, it would be a YouTube hit. It would go viral, because people would just laugh themselves silly at the idiocy of drivers. And let's do that. Let's put this out there. It's not going to break any data protection.
Is that fair, though, Jeff, to call drivers idiots? Because I would assume that none of them want to get a fine.
Well, the presumption is there
that they're making that turn. They're driving up that bus lane by mistake. They don't realise they're not meant to.
If you've seen that sign, I've seen that sign. It's marked on the road. There's a big, you know, visual sign as well, a billboard, an illuminated billboard. If you look at the number of offences, it's about 18,000, apparently, over a 40-month period at that one junction alone. And that's about 40 or 50 a day. And I bet a lot of these are repeat offenders. It's not going to be people driving in, you know, from out of town. It's going to be regular users who think, oh, what the hell? And it will take, I guess, 2 to 3 years for this to settle down and for that particular junction and those signs to be respected. And that's all people want. What we're talking about here is not car drivers. We're talking about the right of everybody who gets a bus or is a car driver or is a cyclist or is a pedestrian crossing the roads to have a harmonious system that actually helps all road users.
Okay.
And that's what this system is about. It's not about a councillor not being able to pick his kid up from school, or a councillor thinking that he hasn't seen buses in bus lanes on his route to work, because I can assure you they use them.
Chris, you'll want back in there. We'll go to callers in a moment. Chris, go ahead.
Oh, well, I mean, that last comment was absolutely ridiculous. My children are in their 40s, so I don't pick them up from school. And to say, because you're concerned about certain routes, oh, that's the only route that's the only bus. You're only concerned about bus routes on your route to work. And my work takes me all over the city. So to say this is purely the councillors in Belfast City Council. I think this will pass, by the way. The Belfast City Council, just because they're having difficulty getting to work in the morning, is just ridiculous nonsense. We have got to recognise the value of the bus lanes on the one hand, and we have got to ensure that they're working effectively and efficiently. And the way they are at the minute, in certain areas, they're not. And if they are, we need to look at that. Transport NI needs to look at that as well. And we've got to see, is there any areas where we should be tweaking the system slightly?
Okay.
And that's the point that we're making, and that's the point that I'm afraid your other contributors seem to fail to understand.
Joe, the taxi driver. Joe, you're the first call of the day. Go ahead. What do you reckon?
Good morning, Danny. Danny, it's very unfair, Cameron. If you're coming up May Street and you can do a left into Adelaide Street, okay? If you're coming around the back of City Hall, Donegal Square East, you can't go straight across. Now, it's very confusing. The taxi drivers know there's a camera there. Most of us do anyway. But it's very unfair to anyone who's maybe just come into the city. can see people coming up May Street and turning left into Adelaide Street, and they think that they can straight across. Now, that bus lane ends, by the way, just at the junction of May Street and Donegal Square East. So I don't see any reason. I mean, even ourselves, we're having to go up around the back of Donegal Square South, along Bedford Street, down Franklin Street.
But there's a difference, Joe, between the route maybe being a bit different from what you had been used to, and a sign saying don't drive up this bus lane unless you're a bus or an emergency services vehicle. I understand what you're saying in terms of it's a longer route to go, but if a sign says don't drive up this road and you drive up this road, what do you expect?
Danny, what I'm saying is the bus lane ends at just there at the corner of Donegal Square East and May Street. And really, all you're doing is actually cutting across the bus lane to go into that street, and really, there's no bus lane there, you know. So that's the other problem. And it's very, very confusing for people.
Okay, Joe, thank you. Robin in East Belfast. Robin, go ahead.
Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning.
Good morning. I live in East Belfast, and the bus lane works morning and evening, Monday to Friday, and we get to know the rules.
Okay.
I've just noticed that this rule changes to Monday to Saturday at the Mount. That's the junction of the Albert Bridge Road and the Castlereagh Road.
Okay.
But the notice is exactly the same. This notice needs to be different when they change the rules.
So you're saying that they haven't updated the notice to say this
is... No, it does say it's Saturday, but when you get to know, you can't watch the notice, the car in front and the speedo all at once. So when you see a notice, you sort of assume that it's the same.
No, but you need to read a notice. You can't just assume that the notice is what it is.
How can you drive down the road and watch all the notices? You run into the car in front.
Well, what's the point in putting notices up in the first place?
Well, what I'm saying is the notice, which is yellow, for example, in East Belfast, if they're changing it Monday to Friday to Monday to Saturday, then make it a different colour or something so you notice it.
Do you think that the fact there are different types of bus lanes around the city, is that confusing? Should it be one rule for all in terms of
it would be much better
operates from this time to this time and on this day and that's just it?
Yeah, it would be much better if it was one rule. And if they want to make an important place different from the rule, then they may need to change the sign so that it brings it to your notice, make the whole sign red background instead
Robin,
of yellow.
Robin, what does this say to you, the fact this one particular lane, I know you're talking about a different one, but the one Donegal Square East, £1 million from frustrated car owners, and that's out of 2.5 million. So that's a huge chunk out of, I'm not sure how many bus cameras we have, bus lane cameras across the whole of the city. What does that say to you?
Well, it says to me that they're not trying to change bus lanes, they're trying to raise revenue.
But surely if that was the case, they would... It's just one bus lane that seems to be causing all the problems.
I don't think that people, go into a ride into the bus lanes on purpose. They go into the bus lane by mistake because they think that they're all right.
I think...
You shouldn't charge people for mistakes.
Okay.
I think the issue of signage is well made, and you have to make sure that these changes are publicised. But you know, the Evening Telegraph, your show, and everybody else's do a good job of this. And what we're hearing from here is just one section of the road using public. You know, where are the bus companies? Where are bus passengers? You know, they have rights as well.
Well, if you're a bus passenger and you're listening this morning, and you think, do you know what, these bus lane cameras, they make it easier for me to get in and out of work using public transport, 030 30 80 55 55. And on the other side, if you're a car user and you think, I genuinely believe that these bus lane cameras, maybe some more than others, like this one on Donegal Square East, they add to the traffic congestion in Belfast, and they therefore make my commute or my journey to the shops or work, whatever it might be, a lot longer. Ron in East Belfast. Ron, go ahead.
Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning.
Here we go again. The tree huggers, as I call them, the cyclists that cycle in with their 500-pound fold-up bicycles, they don't contribute anything.
That's a bit unfair. Why call them tree huggers?
Because they're predominantly, people that are against emissions from lorries, buses, taxis, cars, anything that harms the environment. They can come in from their suburbs, into their wee office, fold up their £500 bicycle, take it in their hand and walk away. They are not more interested in this. Cindy, did you say £1 million or £2
million? It was earlier this year that it was brought out. The bus lane cameras in Belfast have collected just over £2.5 million since June of 2015. And off that, the Donegal Square East camera has brought in £1 million.
Absolutely.
But I don't get the link you're trying to make between that and people that would call themselves probably environmentalists before they would say they were tree huggers.
Environmentalists. Pardon me, Vinnie, you're right. Years ago they were called tree huggers.
You don't seem to like them.
I detest them.
Why?
Because the cyclist knocked me down, come through the lights at Templemore Avenue, Albert Bridge Road.
Yeah, but that's one cyclist wrong.
No. He actually hit me.
Yeah, but that's one cyclist as opposed to tarring them all and saying that if you ride a bike, you're an environmentalist, which I'm not saying there's anything wrong with at all, and that you would, you know, you're careless when you're on the road. That's not the case.
Well, in my experience, it is. But getting back to the issue, the bus lanes were a complete disaster, an absolute disaster, a nightmare. You try, Vinnie, have you actually driven round through Donegal Square East?
I drive round Belfast all the time because I'll be totally honest. I very rarely get the bus. If I get the bus, it's to the airport.
Have you tried to get the Cromarty Street?
I've tried to get around all the different areas, and you know what does really drive me mad, Ron, is when I'm driving, what's that street? It's gone out of my head in front of the Europa. And I'm driving down there, Great Victoria Street, on my way, and I cut across to go behind the Europa, and you have to wait quite often till you get close enough to that left lane, and you can't just drive down the bus lane. And I'll sit there, maybe for 4 or 5 minutes, depending on the traffic, maybe longer. And I see people sailing down the bus lane to make that left turn. That left turn that I'm waiting my turn to take legally.
Absolutely.
And I think to myself, I know the rules. I might not like it. I maybe don't mind. I'm not saying either way. But I'm thinking to myself, what makes you think that you are so special that you can sail down the bus lane as quick as you like and take that turn? And then no doubt you'd be really surprised when you get the fine in the post and think, what have I got this for? Sure, I was in a rush that day. I'm special. I can do what I want. That drives me nuts.
Well, I think Vinnie, you've hit the horn button on the head, as it were. It is just selfish.
Yes, but at the same time, Jeff, that particular bus lane is not the one we're talking about here. So
I understand that.
The question, Jeff, goes back to why is this Donegal Square East bus lane? Why has it brought in so much money?
The money, £1 million, Vinnie. Think about it, £1 million. Now, the Donegal Square East. When you come round the front of the City Hall, if you turn right, if you're on the Metro bus, you have a look at Donegal Square East. There's no traffic in it because the
Do you drive, Ron?
Yes, I do. Yes.
And do you drive around the city centre often?
Not now. Absolutely not, because I'm scared.
So you don't drive through the city?
No, but I use buses regularly.
You use the buses? So you're arguing against yourself, because it could be said, and probably will be, that the fact the bus lanes are there makes your journey on the bus a bit quicker, a bit smoother.
But my point being, Vinnie, before the bus lanes come in, Donegal Square East from Donegal Square North, when you turn right to get to Cromarty Street, where you would have been straight across, nobody goes, they're scared to go across that way now. Now, as that other gentleman said, you go straight down to Chester Street, turn left, and you're right round the Albert Bridge and the Queen's Bridge.
Ron, thank you. I want to just bring Jeff back in. Jeff, you were trying to get in there.
Yeah, first of all, let me apologise for anybody who's been knocked down or had an incident with a tree-hugging cyclist. Of course, there may not be a tree-hugging cyclist. There may be a UKIP-voting Brexiter. Who knows? But the fact of the matter is, the voice that isn't heard here is bus travellers and the rest of Belfast road users. Every bus, when it's at capacity, takes, 50 to 60 cars off the road. And this is the issue here. The infrastructure body in Northern Ireland has all the statistics on traffic flows, times of the day, how many fines and everything else. And it's a system that, by and large, overall works. And it's been in existence long enough now for all of these tweaks and complaints to have been sorted out.
Well, that's a fair enough point, Jeff. To bring Chris McGimsey back in at that point, from your perspective, how are the bus lanes affecting the businesses in Belfast and in the city centre, good or bad?
Well, I mean, what I have said is that generally I'm in favour of bus lanes because we need to attract more people off out of cars into buses. But there are certain areas, and this is just one example, there are certain areas where they're not working well. That lane, for example, is clearly, I think as Joe the taxi driver said, that's clearly a trap because it's important to have a bus lane up Donegal Square East, which doesn't have much traffic. And then it stops dead at Donegal Square South, and there's no bus lane there at all. So, I mean, it's clearly a trapping mechanism. The point is, the system that we have, the transport system that we have, has been well thought out.
But you're contradicting yourself now, Chris, if it's well thought out, they've been in place for quite a while, so how long is it going to take until they're sorted? Or, if we're totally honest, will it ever really get to that point? Because if you are a motorist, you might not like the bus lanes regardless, because it reduces the space you can drive into.
Well, I think most people are accepting of
because they feel they have no choice.
There are certain positions in the city where I think the bus lanes aren't working. I think that area around the city hall, the traffic is very, very intense there at rush hour times, and other traffic which is coming from the Donegal Square North side is funneled directly into the middle of the traffic jam, makes it worse and makes it. It's not good for the environment either.
Okay, Chris.
But the point is, we have got to keep assessing this. You see, the key about our city is there's redevelopment happening all the time. Massive redevelopment is happening all the time, and our city is changing, and there must be a continuous reassessment, and that's what we're calling for.
Okay, Chris, stay there for another minute or two. Michael in Aldergrove. Michael, go ahead.
Morning, Vinny.
Morning.
I really was left to ask the question is, how much is Belfast losing in business? Because I personally won't now drive into Belfast, and I'm quite sure there's a lot of people like me.
And why do you not drive into the city anymore?
Because of the fear of getting trapped and fined.
But just look at the signs then.
That's all right if you're used to driving in the town, but for those people that aren't driving in the town all day or all the time and trying to make their way around it, looking for signs and etc., and finding out where you're going, maybe it's just not that easy.
So what you're saying, Michael, is because of the bus lanes, you wouldn't have been a regular visitor before, but now you avoid it because you don't do it often enough to be completely aware. So to err on the side of caution, you just stay away.
Sure. Well, I would have come in a few times a year to do a bit of shopping, and particularly around Christmas.
Well, that would have been the same before I moved to Belfast. I wouldn't have come up that often, and it was always a bit daunting when you drove around the city for the first time because it is very different, and if you're not used to it, once you're doing it almost every day, it becomes second nature, and I think that's kind of different. It's not really as straightforward to compare like for like. Michael, thank you. Brian in Lambeg. Brian, go ahead.
Good morning, Vinny. I don't have a problem with bus lanes, providing they're doing what it says on the tin. The best example I can give, I travelled in from Lisburn via the Upper Malone Road and Malone this morning. It took me 40 minutes. And in that time, one bus passed in the bus lane, and it was only half full. So what is the point of having the bus lane?
That's one bus,
you don't have one bus that's half full over a 40-minute period? How can that be justified? And all the people, near enough everybody on that bus look like school kids.
Is that a fair representation, though? 40 minutes and one bus? You know, you hear that saying...
I travel that road on a regular basis, as I do on the Lisburn Road.
How many people do you reckon were on that bus?
There wouldn't be any more than maybe 20, 25 kids.
So if they... Well, okay, I assume... I take your point that they're kids. Let's assume that they were adults on another occasion. That's possibly 20 cars that are not then trying to make that same journey.
Well, no, it wouldn't be because...
Or parents leaving them to school.
A lot of people who take buses don't have cars. So it's irrelevant, this argument. Oh, if there's 50 people on the bus, that's 50 cars off the road. That's nonsense. Because 50 people on that bus, maybe 40 of them don't have cars in the first place.
But that's the whole point. That you know, a decent bus service with reasonable fares into city centres, with traffic improvement and the right granted to use bus lanes, does take people out of cars. The Northern Ireland government will give you the stats. The point about bus lanes is, if you have anecdotal evidence... Right, I'm not saying you're wrong, but let's get the camera, let's do a time-lapse video, let's go back to all these stories and all the sites. I, for one, would love to see a 12-hour working day time-lapse video of that Donegal Square bus lane and that left turn, because it would be hilarious. Let's hear, I think there was, in the early days of this, in the first year or so, I think there was one driver who clocked up 3,000 infringements. Let's see if we can hunt him down and find out what was so important about his journey that he clocked up 3,000 fines.
He maybe just didn't understand what he was doing.
I just
find it hard to understand or get my head around, Jeff, the thought of someone purposely accruing fines for themselves that then might have to go to court to try and avoid or just pay.
I just find it staggering.
Okay.
Yes, everybody has, you know, their own self-interest at heart here, but the bigger picture is that the amount of analysis that the cameras and the traffic flows and that the Department for Infrastructure can provide proves that these work. If you have an anecdote...
Well, you say that, Jeff, but then explain to me why this one particular camera has accrued so many more fines than the others.
It's because people think they can go through a foot of a bus lane and not get fined.
But people are not getting it. If it was the case that this was spread across all of the cameras...
Well, this is the whole point. This is the whole point.
But that one camera, why is it so difficult for people to understand? Unless it's a case that they don't understand because of the signage or because of the way it is laid out.
No. What it is it's the way most of the infringements for bus lanes occur. It's people in a hurry during peak periods, shortcutting across the last few inches of a bus lane.
Okay.
And this is historically the fact in bus lanes up and down the country. And this is why it's so important to have a time-lapse video of 12 hours of that site so we can see what these people are doing. All might become clear.
All right, Jeff, thank you. Mary in Belfast. Mary, go ahead.
Hello. I think the people in Belfast are just so arrogant they don't actually obey.
Oh, Mary, are you serious?
I am serious. We regularly use a one-way system out at onto the Belmont Road, and there are cars come onto it about halfway down, and they just come the wrong way for convenience.
Where do you? I don't want your address, Mary, but whereabouts do you live? Do you live in Belfast?
Yes, I do. I live out at Dundonald, and I think the bus lanes are brilliant. They're not working so well now because there's a lot of roadworks on the Upper Newton Arch Road at Ballyhackamore. But if you have ever come through Ballyhackamore on a normal day in the car and sitting in traffic jams, you would appreciate the bus lanes.
If you get the bus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or if you drive it, I'm sure that would make it easier as well. So you think that the reason behind so many fines in this one particular this camera, is that Belfast people or people that use them are just so arrogant?
Yes, they're just arrogant.
It's not very fair, is it?
Cut across that last couple of feet. It's not people coming down from the country on a day shopping, because actually probably a lot of them would be put off by the bus.
So country people aren't arrogant, but Belfast people are?
Well, what I'm saying is country people are not coming down to Belfast to shop now, and I do have a lot of relatives in the country, and they wouldn't risk that thing.
What about, Mary, the people that are commuting? There's a lot of people that come in and out of Belfast on a daily basis that don't live here. They're not from here.
Yes, well, some of them do have to use their cars, but I think a lot more of them could come in on the bus.
You still think it's the Belfast people?
Yes.
Mary, you're going to upset some people this morning.
Belfasters, and Jim Rogers is at the head of the queue.
Now, that's not very nice, Mary. Jim is a lovely man. Do you call him Belfasters?
Man, when it comes to Belfast, he doesn't see beyond, you know, actually Ballyhackamore, probably where he lives.
He would deny that. But, Mary, thank you. Belfasters. Thank you, Mary.